This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I mean, we're get involved. Get involved in the conversation. Don't sit there and wait. I don't even know how to put this. Don't sit there and wait for somebody to get in trouble, wait for a commentator to be up, you know, like some of you did with Sean Hannity and others. Don't wait for that to happen. Get out there in front of it. It's so much easier to fight it when you're out in front of it. And you can do the same thing with the rest of us. So I wasn't going to go down this road, but I'm going to anyway. Conservatives need your help. They're in trouble everywhere. And they're not in trouble because they have no listening audience or anything like that is going on. We are actively being stifled by the social media groups. Whether you want to hear it or not. All right? If you look at what's going on, you look at, you know, I jokingly say, go look at some of the hardcore conservative websites and look at what's being, look at the advertisements that are on there. What advertisements are being let through, if you would, are really freaky advertisements. You know, you used to see the Caribbean cruises on some of our sites. And now you see the solutions for toenail fungus. I know, it's disgusting, but I'm just telling you what it is. So who the heck's going to click on those? Who the heck's going to buy those? Because when Xander was talking about it, what he meant by all of that, which a lot of us don't get paid a salary, so to speak. All right? We get paid based on the traffic on the websites, the traffic on, you know, the sponsors of the radio and that kind of stuff. There are no, hey, these aren't the days of old. There's no radio station sitting there saying, Messina, we want you. We'll give you $7.5 million a year, and then we're going to syndicate you out, and we'll take it from there. Doesn't work that way. Because if anybody's listening, I'll take $1.5 million a year. Pennies. It'd be more than we're making now. But so Xander's right. This is this to a degree, it's a labor of love. And it is a sickness, because once you get sucked into it, you don't want to leave. But it's partly because we believe in what we're doing. We believe in the truth of what's going on. You know, we believe in the message that we're putting out there. And if you believe in the message that we're putting out there, some of you listening today, you know, you say you love the show, you say you love what's going on. I'm not asking for your money, so to speak. But I am asking for your support. Tell other people about the show. Drive other people to the show. Drive other people to, you know, sign up for our Facebook page. You know, go to like the Facebook page. Go to Twitter, at Joe Messina, or at The Real Side. Either one of them works. And then I know, I'm going to screw this one off. Patreon. Come on, help me out.
Patreon.
Pay. Oh, like pay. Like pay me. Oh, I can remember that. Become a member. Patreon. It's up on the website, right underneath where you sign up for the newsletter. And the Patreon is a site that is a link that you can sign up at $5 a month, $10 a month. Different levels give you different free gifts. There's one level in particular, I will fly to your house and hand you the gift personally. So why you would want that, I don't know, but it's there just in case. Yeah, a lot of loons in the world. And so we're just giving you every way you can to support. And I would say to people, even 20 bucks a month, 10 bucks, 20 bucks a month, skip one lunch. In my case, you know, one or two less donuts. What's a donut nowadays, a buck and a half? You know, skip the donut, skip one morning of donuts and coffee, and you can send me the $5. And I'm telling you, from some of the pictures you've sent me, some of you guys won't hurt at all. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our, what am I going to call? Oh, you know what today is? That's funny. I was just talking about that, wasn't I? Today.
So you like donuts, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, have all the donuts in the world!
A year ago? That would have been very happy with that. You could strap me in a chair and shove donuts in my mouth all day long, seriously. But today is National Donut Day. What did you do to celebrate National Donut Day? I'm just curious. Hopefully you ate at least a donut, a half a donut. I know some of you are like real sweet freaks. You're afraid of all of this stuff. You don't have to be afraid of food. But seriously, no, National Donut Day. I mean, what's more American than donuts, right? Donuts, pizza. Well, no, I think it's pizza's where I grew up. Apple pie. What is it? Mom, apple pie. What else is it? Meatloaf.
Baseball.
You don't eat baseball, woman.
That's American.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So I guess if you like sports, baseball's in there somewhere. I'm a big sports fan, as you probably figured. Hey, French president is offering refugee status to all U.S. liberals. I'm in. Let's do it. Macron invites Americans upset over Trump exit from the climate pact to find a second homeland. You know, again, all these people that are supposed to be non-bigoted, non-racist, non-this, non-that, they want equality for everybody. Why don't you go to Mexico? Why aren't you heading to Colombia? Those of you, the libs on the left that believe in socialism, why aren't you down in Venezuela? That's close enough. They do all that stuff there. Anyway, French President Emmanuel Macron is offering refugees to American liberals upset at President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. In a video post, you know, I love this. We're gone, so the whole world. If you listen to some of these other places, the whole world is falling apart now. We're done for. We're headed for the sun at a rapid rate. We're all going to melt and die. And didn't we hear this in the 70s, too? No, seriously. Go to France. If you're that whacked and you're that worried, go to France. They'll love you there. You'll be loved and wanted and hugged and fed. I'm Joe with Senior Host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the Conservarican. If you don't know who he is, look him up. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Okay.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I always love when this guy's on. I actually don't have him on enough. I run into him all over the place when we're out and about. But I need to have him on more often. That's if we get him to come on. So you gotta kind of respond when he talks. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, he won't come back. And
I love coming on. What does that mean?
When you're as popular as he is, you don't come on to a show with 16 listeners. So in the belly of the beast.
Oh no! you have 16 million listeners.
16, right, dude. If it was 16
and you
million,
take into account the entire internet, and the population of North Korea and China. It's somewhere around 16.
Yeah, we used to have a large Filipino audience, but apparently they've been taken over by ISIS now, so I don't know how many we have left. because they were doing
exactly.
Quite well.
They got to start throwing some, dipping some bullets in blood, like General Pershing did, some in some pig blood, and start shooting these guys in the heart.
You know, it's getting to the point now where every time something like this happens, every time there's an outbreak of terrorism, we have to think it through. And I'm like, can we stop thinking it through? Can we just go in and blast the place and tell these guys we are not playing around anymore? What do you know what I'm saying? I mean, we have to think things through and strategize. We're going to be strategized to a dead.
Yeah, you know what? But this is something that, unfortunately, the international community kind of bullied. I won't say bullied America. They're trying to bully America into continuing it now under Trump. You know, Trump, obviously, with the travel ban and the extreme vetting and the things that he's trying to institute, that he's facing a lot of – I think he's facing more red tape than he needs to, because I really think that he needs to get rid of these stupid Obama holdovers that are still populating that swamp down there in D.C. Like, listen, Donald Trump needs to be afforded enough focus to do his job, which is in part, you know, he got elected because the country wanted to go in the direction he wanted to take us. Get rid of these unelected bureaucrats and these other people that are in these positions, these appointed positions that were appointed really by executive privilege. Oh, but we all know about Obama, you know, calling Congress out of session so he can sneak in so many of these communists into our system, and just really clean it all out and let Donald Trump start doing his job, not worrying about, you know, whether Mueller and Comey are going to, you know, go have a girls' night out and discuss some nonsense gossip that isn't even true.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I've always said, I think what he ought to do is he should go to the State Department. He should stand on a desk in the State Department, and he should do it this way. I get one more leak out of this office. If there's one more leak out of here and nobody tells me who it is within 20 minutes of the leak, you're all gone. Every one of you is gone. And I always said, hey, you know what? That would fix that pretty hard and fast. If not, that place would be cleaned out by the next day, I'm sure. You know, there's no doubt in my mind about it. So, you know, he's got to get tough. But listen, Julio,
But it's bigger than that, too, though, in a sense. You got to get rid of, even if they give up who the leakers are, I think it's just an overall culture issue. Because I think that there was such a culture and an air of lawlessness in the Obama administration. Listen, I truly believe that he appointed Comey to be the FBI director, because Comey had already turned a blind eye to the lawlessness of Hillary Clinton. Everybody knew Hillary Clinton was going to be the nominee. The DNC even rigged it for her to win. So you figure, you know, Obama's legacy for the most part is going to be kept intact, you know, with a smooth transition into Hillary Clinton. That's what he expected.
Right.
What nobody expected, or a lot of people didn't expect, was that the American people were going to rise up and have a say and say enough is enough. So kind of that became the wild card. And honestly, Comey should have been fired on day one for other things. And I don't think he should have been in the position he was even in just for his past, you know, defending the Clintons. Not defending the Clintons, but I should say turning a blind eye to when they were taking money to pardons and, you know, when he was investigating Whitewater and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of bad in there, man. A lot of bad.
You know, Julio, you and I kind of grew up in the same type of areas. And I always said, you know, when they went on that plane, Clinton, I call him Billy Bob. When Billy Bob got on that plane with Lynch, they talked about her grandchildren, all right. What he said was, hey, listen, I know you love your grandchildren. We know where they go to school. And all I'm going to tell you is if you want to enjoy your grandchildren into their late old ages, my wife needs to be acquitted of all this. And I truly believe that that's the way the conversation went down, because that's usually how it happens in those situations, don't you think?
I mean, listen, I would not want to be pulled aside if I'm in that position and I'm Loretta Lynch by somebody like Bill Clinton. And when you consider, listen, we know what we know, and it's basically common knowledge that the famed Clinton body count, which you can maybe even make the argument now has added Seth Rich. When you look at circumstances, you know, I mean, it's very intimidating. They're very powerful people. They're people that have kind of hustled and lied and shucked and jived their way. I mean, listen, if you're basically a government employee your entire life, you work in government your entire life, how do you wind up with $300 million? Explain that one.
You have a print press and nobody's checking on you. I hear what you're saying, but you know, I look at that and I'm with you. Think about how much power, you know, everybody wants to talk about there's no shadow government, there's no this, there's no underworld in D.C. Bull puckies. Think about the power the Clintons still have, even today. how much power they have, too, to be still be burying things, moving things aside. Look what she's getting away with. Anybody else, Bernie Sanders has been relegated to a closet someplace. You look at some of their heavy hitters, the Clintons are the only ones, really, that are out there, out front, and they're still letting them get away with this stuff. This is why we're going to stay in power for a while. Sure, at least that's why I believe it. They haven't made any changes. They're not going to make any, but the GOP, if they don't grow a spine and step up, we're done, too.
Yeah. But you know what? At the same time, too, I think that we're so far ahead of them, and I think so much information has come out as far as what the old guard was in the Democrats. I think the Democrats will make a comeback, but
in 18?
It's going to have to be under – no, I said they will make eventually.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
think in 2018, though. I don't think that they definitely don't flip the House. They have a better shot at the Senate, but I think that if the National Party is smart and they throw most of their money in keeping the 51 majority, especially now that, you know, we're nuclear option happy too.
Yeah.
We've, you know, said that we would be. So, I mean, it's really imperative that we, you know, maintain the advantage there. I think that that's really where most of the focus is. I think it would be so hard to flip the House. So, but I think eventually under, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's going to be Cory Booker. I don't know if it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. I don't know exactly who it's going to be, but they will be back and put a pretty strong stance, probably against a very unpopular, depending on what if the media has their way in 4 years of. You know what I mean,
look
at the scandals at this point.
Don't you love it? They're the big tent house, right? They're the guys that are for everybody. They love everyone. They want to bring everybody in. But look at their possible candidates for 2020 presidency. The old white lady, right? Clinton. The other old white lady. Warren, the old white guy, there you go. The old white guy, Bernie Sanders, and another old white guy, Joe Biden, the same four white old folks, but they're the big tent, aren't they the big tent party? I'm confused, Julio, help me out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I mentioned Cory Booker, but he's not really a serious candidate, really, like that. But, I mean, I think that if they ever have an ideological movement and they want to pick another popular, kind of easy to get over with, the masses kind of guy, I mean, they can fool a lot of foolish.
Gotta go for a quick break,
young
bro.
Liberals into getting behind him.
Gotta go for a quick break. Gotta pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. The Conservative Weekend with me, Julio Rivera. No, it is not what's his name's brother. I'm telling you. Geraldo doesn't like him. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back.
Ow.
I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, you couldn't do that. I loved you couldn't do that song today. She's a Brick House.
I did it,
but you know I like taking slack for stuff like that. But you imagine they would do the record studios. They would buy that song. Couldn't do that. Too misogynistic. I'm like, give me a break, will you? I mean, sure. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's artistic license. They probably let them get away with it. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hit up to Facebook. There's a Facebook feed going on. There's Ustream. We're like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us just about anywhere. But start off with the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You're going to find out what a bunch of hooey that really is. And I do appreciate your time with me. Let me bring on Julio Rivera joins me. He's the editorial director and founder of Reactionary Times. Also a great guy. I don't know, Julio, I got to know you over the last year or so. Oh, no, you were there last year when I got thrown out of Politicon, right?
Yeah, you're over there being the lightning rod of controversy.
Yeah, right.
You're known to be.
Yeah.
The troublemaker. I was waiting for them to call Secret Service.
Yeah, sitting there eating my Twinkie.
We have a domestic terrorist among us.
Sitting there
at Politicon.
Sitting there in the corner eating my Twinkie.
Controversial wild man known as Joe Messina.
I just want to be left alone and do my thing. Oh yeah, that was great.
They didn't like you, man. I guess.
No, it was something. It was, you know, it was the colors I wore. I don't know what it was, but anyhow, I love the security guard. Security guard starts showing me pictures of the people he threw out the day before, and he's like, "You were one of them." I go, "Well, if I was one of them, this is what really got him crazy. Why don't you have my picture on your camera? You've got everybody else but me, right? And look at me. I don't run that fast, so not like I was running away or something." So, didn't work out at all.
You must have a twin over there somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah. So, let's because I haven't had you on in so long, let's talk a little bit about the presidency and President Trump. How's he doing so far for you? When you look at what's going on, and I'm talking about how is he doing? How is he dealing with issues? How do you think he's been doing in his first, 125, 130 days or so?
I mean, I think he's done everything that he possibly could do with the afforded executive privileges that he has. You know, he's signed us I guess out of this Paris Climate Accords. He's sent his letter of intent to pull out of TPP. He's done a lot of good things by executive order. I think he needs help from Congress. I think that the ideological direction that the administration is taking right now is a little bit muddy, because I think he's listening to some of the wrong people. I believe that him having rights previous as close to him as he is going to drag us into some bad directions. Mm-hmm. I think that definitely the American Health Care Act is another example of, a bad spending bill, which, I guess subsidizes these connected insurance companies, and still with its backdoor mandates guarantees a certain amount of customer participation for the insurance companies. It does have some good things in there as far as for what the states, their opt-out options are a little bit more expanded, which makes it a little bit hollower. But you're still going to have states that make no sense, like the state that you unfortunately live in, which is California, where I believe Governor Moonbeam recently stated that he would like to have single-payer or institutional assembly.
They passed it today.
That covers everyone in California.
Dude, they passed it today.
They passed it?
They passed it. It made its way through the Senate today. So it's been through the Assembly now. It's been through the Senate. And these people,
is it just for him to sign it?
400, well, they're going to have to lay out some paperwork there, but $400 billion. We don't have that kind of money coming to the state. These people do not know, they have no clue what a budget actually means.
There, and then you guys have some kind of crazy, I've heard numbers if you look at unfunded liabilities and things like that, where you guys are somewhere in the range of like 1.68 billion.
No, don't you wish. $127 billion in unfunded liabilities.
No, I didn't say billion. I said no. I said trillion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said billion. I said,
yeah, no, it's billion.
Trillion.
It's $127 billion in unfunded mandates, which includes pensions and all that other stuff. We have spent or squandered, if you would, close to $100 billion in taxes that were already collected to fix our infrastructure, but we spent it somewhere. We just don't know where. So when the dam was breaking, after beating Donald Trump up for a couple of days, he looks at Donald Trump for money for the dam. I'm going, let it go. Let the dam break. Maybe the Dems will figure it out and vote them out of power. I know, it's cold.
That'll never happen in California, though. Nope. I think that it's such a stronghold. And at this point, I mean, what's the really, like, with the problem you have with illegal immigrants, and then you have voter fraud, and you have all these elements that are just very conducive to the Democrats remaining in power, despite all their folly and shenanigans that you got going on over there. You could never make me live out there. I mean, honestly, I hate New Jersey, to be honest with you. I'd like to move south. It's one of those things where, I'm attached to where I'm at right
family.
Now.
Family. We have family here, too. Bad. We have family here, too. That's what would make it hard for us just to pick, because we could do our stuff. We could do from anywhere, right? I mean, we could do from a garage in Alabama or something. It wouldn't really much matter. But
I've done it from a garage in Alabama.
But yeah, you're right. This state is nuts. And think about something. Think about the voting block that they have out here. Think about that Hillary actually, she won the popular vote because the amount of votes she got in California. That should scare the crud out of anybody to think that California, New York.
She had over 3 million more votes than Trump in California. Is that correct?
Well, she had over 3 million more votes total. She had 2 point some odd million just out of California alone. And I don't know how many of those truly were illegal, because you are exactly right. We do have a major problem with illegal immigrants voting out here. Same thing in Virginia. I don't know if you saw that piece recently. They have thousands of people in Virginia that are voting illegally. And they know they are. They know they're illegals. They when they go in to vote. And if you think about some of the elections you and I have both seen, where people win by 1,000 votes, 800 votes, 100 votes, it is very important that we get that under control, but the Dems don't want to do that. No, because...
Yeah, I think all the votes in California for Pedro defaulted to Hillary. I think that's kind of how she got that, how she got a lead that big. Because I can't imagine by, any... And listen, Mitt Romney, I believe, lost California by what, like 1 million or 1.5 million votes, and Trump lost it by like over 1 million more. So you figure, and Trump was a lot more of a popular and a more exciting candidate than maybe a Mitt Romney was. So I don't even know how you could achieve such a number without fraud.
No, and again, we see it. We know about it. We know that the LA County Voter Registrar refuses to clean up over 60,000 voters that are on the rolls that are either dead, moved out of state, what have you. You know, my wife went to, what was that cemetery in LA you went to?
The LA National Cemetery.
The LA National Cemetery. There's 85,000 people. Did I get that one right that time? 85,000 people buried there. And I said, you know what's really sad about that? She goes, what? I said, I don't know how many of those people are still voting. Think about it. I'll give you a minute for that to work through. But 85,000. That's why I don't do stand-up comedy, dude. 85,000 souls buried there. And some piece of scum is running around grabbing names, voting for those people, and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a hollow victory, Julio, right? I mean, you either win.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of that. I mean, they bust, you know, the inner city, bussing people in and whatever, rallying people to whatever, you know what I mean? It's really bad. I mean, there was a voting district in an urban area in Philadelphia County in the 2012 election where they had 100% voter turnout, which you never get. You never get 100% of the rest.
No, there was one that was 108. You're right.
Or something. Yeah, I think it might have been, they came up with some ridiculous number. It was like even more than the registered amount of voters actually counted as votes. And they had zero. Not one person in the entire voting district voted for Romney. Like, can you believe that? Okay, that makes sense. That's legit.
You know what they do? No, come on. Now, you and I both know they blow marijuana smoke into the polling places so nobody actually questions what's going on. That's what I think happens, but that's just me. What can I tell you?
I think that's they hand you a mint when you walk in.
A funny mint.
Yeah. It has LSD in it. And they just present this alternative reality to you as you're walking into the booth, and then they just make you it's like taking the blue pill. You got to pull the lever to the left.
Okay.
And that's how this. Yeah.
Julio, how do people find you? Find your show? Find Reactionary Times?
I don't know. They can put a GPS tracking device on me. They can follow me that way. ReactionaryTimes.com. I have my main blog on Newsmax, The Austere Constructionist, is up there. And Reactionary Times TV is coming. And Joe Messina will be on there featured. And we will go back and forth and have a lot more great conversations on Reactionary Times TV, and I certainly look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Julio, always a pleasure. Hey, guys, don't go far. I got a lot coming up after the break. I mean, seriously, we're going to talk more about the yearbook thing. That's like going all through the country. You can't have any kind of, I don't even know what to say. You just can't have any kind of uncolored comment under your picture. It's just sick. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Real Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. You look at it. If you think I'm wrong, you think I'm off, you think I'm dull around the edges, it's okay. I don't mind. I got thick skin. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, I really want to get into this. I don't know if I got enough time, but I'm going to try to pull it off anyhow. So California just through the Senate. It's funny how California, who is always broke, always behind on dollars, can't keep up the roadways. But they constantly spend money like a bunch of, I'm sorry, I apologize to the Navy men, They spend their money like a bunch of drunken sailors, these guys. They just passed single-payer health care in California, which means $400 billion to implement and have single-payer health care. Where do they think they're going to get the money for this? Jerry Brown just went on a tirade a little while ago about how Californians don't pay enough taxes. Well, one of the highest taxed California taxes its people at one of the highest rates in the country. Right? But they're okay with that. Because, you know, we're in California. You got to pay for the sunshine. You got to pay for the beautiful weather. You got to pay for all of this stuff. Or else. These people are brain dead. Right? So now they're going to pick up everywhere that President Trump falls short in their mind. So they have decided that we're going to live up to the Paris Accord. Right? We're going to provide single-payer health care. We're going to take care of the illegals. We're going to give illegals free college. How does that happen? How are we going to pay for it? Well, I don't care about paying for it. Never mind. That was a stupid question. I'm sorry. I have no idea how we're going to pay for it. They don't care how we're going to pay for it either. It's very obvious. So Jerry Brown warns Trump on the Paris withdrawal. Don't do it. People will die. We heard this 70 years ago, Pete. I'm sorry. We heard this in the 70s. In the very first Earth Day, and I can't remember what it was, late 60s, early 70s. We heard this. We heard about all these things that were going to happen. You know, two-thirds of the population of the Earth were going to die because it wouldn't have enough food to feed them. That the water was going to rise so many feet. That the water in New York was going to be uninhabitable. This is like going back 40 years, and they readjusted about every 5 years. At what point in time do we stone these people? I mean, really, it's not science anymore. This is guessing now. Because they couldn't afford to lose the money. Well, so Jerry Brown says that to leave the Paris Accord, he describes it as a crazy decision. He said, Jerry Brown says that my immediate reaction is this is crazy. It's against the facts. It's against the science. No, Jerry, actually, it's not. But that's okay. We'll do that another day. But let Jerry tell you in his own words. Seriously. Let's see if we can get this working.
Obviously opposed what happened today. Your reaction, though. What is your immediate gut reaction?
Now, he's on CNN. So he doesn't have to hold back because nobody can look at him like he's nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the immediate reaction is this is crazy.
Does he sound drunk? I mean, he was so upset. He must have been, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
The decision. It's against the facts. It's against science. It's against reality itself. We know we have to decarbonize our future. If we don't, it's a horror. People are going to die. Habitat will be destroyed. Seas will rise. Insects will spread in areas they've never been before. This is not a game. It's not politics to talk to your...
Cats will be having sex with dogs. I mean, it's going to be terrible. It's just going to be so bad. I mean, look, you hear this? And I know some of my people that listen to try to nail me on stuff, they're going to say it's not settled science. And I brought people on to prove it to you. But you don't want to hear the proof, okay? If you know how they got the 95% number, but you won't agree with it, but if you know how they got the 95% number on the climate scientists, and they weren't all climate scientists, you'd freak out. I know you wouldn't freak out. You wouldn't freak out at all. If it was on the other side, you would freak out. And I'll look up the exact numbers, but my understanding was they sent out surveys to about 6,000 scientists. They got a little over 300 back. And 95% of the 300 they got back, 95% of the out-of-work scientists had nothing better to do, who responded to this, right? So they sent out 6,000. They got 300 back. Most surveys would have shredded those because they didn't get enough of a return, right? So, anyway, to get the return back, to get about 300 of them back, of the 300, 95% of them said, yes, there was some kind of climate change. There was something going on, and it may be... I mean, this is really stupid. You go look up the facts behind climate change. You go look up the facts behind the 95... Now, you're going to have to go in 3, 4, 5 pages deep on Google because they buried this stuff. But you have to go looking for it. But I love how these people like Jerry Brown, their attitude is, it is settled. It's done. If you ask any questions at all, which is not what science is all about, you ask a real scientist, get them away from climate change for a minute. You ask a real scientist what science is all about, and it is questioning these things on a regular basis. But you do it with this, and you're a wacko. You do it with, what's the other thing? You do it with the vaccinations, you're whacked. And really, they can't see the common sense in front of them. I've always said this, and even the doctors kind of look and smile at you when you say this to them. If the vaccinations work to keep the disease from coming in, why do you care if there's a half a dozen kids that aren't vaccinated? That whatever they have cannot, will not get into your child. Can't happen. That's what you believe. That's why you have to have the vaccination. You say on one side of your tongue, we have to have the vaccinations to keep the kids from getting the disease and bringing it into schools. So if the kids are vaccinated, they can't get the disease. Well, what about the kids in school? If they're vaccinated and kids that aren't bring it into school, if they're vaccinated, they can't get the disease. I don't understand. You're confusing me. Right? I mean, you have to admit it's confusing. I'm going to have Tom Del Pecoro, who used to be the California Republican chairman for the party in the state of California, also ran for Senate. I'm going to have him on next week. And we're going to talk more about this next week. Now, Jerry Brown claimed too, back when this whole climate change scare was going on, they have him. They claim he said that the LAX was going to be under 100 feet of water. Now, they're at sea level, right? That means that the water has to rise. I don't know if he knows this. Maybe he doesn't know this. Because LAX is truly pretty much at sea level. Give or take 30 feet, 20 feet, whatever. When you leave that runway at the end of Los Angeles International Airport, you are pretty much on the beach. All right? So he had said that LAX would be 100 feet underwater in a relatively short period of time because of all the ice that was melting and all this other stuff. And as somebody said last night, if you think about, if you believe the Earth is billions and billions and billions of years old, the Earth has gone from, totally covered by the sun, right? Then it went to totally frozen, right? It was all frozen, and then it was unfrozen, and then the land, just broke away and started moving around. I don't know. I would, over billions of years, I kind of believe in that climate change. But isn't that like natural climate change, the way it should be happening, the way it does happen? I'm just asking. I'm not a scientist. I'm not Bill Nye, the mechanical engineer or whatever he is. Because some of you, I hope some of you know, you're not a scientist. So I had a lot of fun with that. I thought that was, really kind of funny that so many people believe in what he says. So many people hold him in such high esteem as he comes off as a scientist, and he's none. And some of you already know that. I don't have to keep telling you that. That's an easy one. We got so much in stories. So many stories. Got a conservative student that was shamed for criticizing a diversity course. So now you can't even speak out that you're not in agreement with something or you don't like something. Right? And now, all of a sudden, that means that you can be thrown out of class, you can be expelled from a school. Think about that. I guess you can't have diversity of thought, but you could have I don't even know what you can have diversity of, right? Isn't diversity kind of a wide range? Anyway, we gotta go for a break, or I would do the story, but we're gonna go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 when we come back. Listen, while we're on break, right, in the top of the hour, first of all, if you're one of those people that are listening by Facebook, go ahead and reset Facebook. You gotta do that at the top of the hour after whatever. And then warm up your coffee, get ready, sit down, take notes. Got a lot of crazy stuff after the break. We're going to talk about the conservative student who was shamed for criticizing the diversity course. Then we're going to talk about the high school that told students, pick a gender and stick with it. People are freaking out over them doing something so bold and so nasty to these kids. All right. And then we are going to talk about Kathy Griffith. We are going to talk a little bit about her speech. And this is how the left thinks. This is the nasty of the left when it comes to, look, if I lose, it's your fault. Think about that. She lost. She got nailed doing something stupid and wrong. And look, I believe in free speech. It's not the issue here. Take responsibility for what you did. And then she's just being bullied by the president? Seriously? Grow up. You're an adult. You're playing in the adult part. Get over yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more after the break. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live.